Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We want to say good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Life Way Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ, is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I'm your host and your Kingdom Coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Way Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Especially if this is your first time with us. Maybe it's been a long time since you've been here, but we invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. The breakfast for champions is about to be served. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And there's no time and distance in the spirit. So we thank God for this platform where we meet 7 days a week. Amen. And we'll be celebrating our 12th ministry anniversary and just a few days from now. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. For 12 years. Amen. Of working diligently in his kingdom. Amen. Serving the King. Amen. Hallelujah. And being a blessing. Amen. So we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. So amen. This morning, amen, we have been talking with you. Amen. Glory be to God. It actually is a springboard, amen, from our Christmas message. Amen. Or one of the Christmas messages that we brought about the wise men and how the wise men traveled. Amen. Near and far. Amen. They traveled for a while. Amen. To see baby Jesus. Amen. And so we want to thank God that they did not give up. Amen. They did not turn around. They did not throw in the towel. Amen. But they went all the way. Amen. So we came to you, amen, with our theme that wise men still seek him. Amen. And it's wise men, wise women. Amen. They still seek him. Glory, because God is a rewarder of seekers. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. God is a rewarder. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And so we have been sharing with you on this premise, glory be to God. And so, beloved, we find in the book of Matthew that the Bible says, amen, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open. Amen. So, beloved, amen. So the first order of service, amen, is for us to ask. We have not because we ask not. Glory be to God. But now yesterday we saw, amen, beloved, that when we begin to seek God, amen, we go deeper. And we know we've been talking about going deeper. Amen. Glory be to God with our Pastor Erica and our Minister Thurman and others. Amen. We've been talking about going deeper. But seeking is one of those ways that you, amen, that is the way to go deeper with God. That we already have a relationship with them. Amen. But we want more of a relationship. We want more of his presence. Amen. We want to draw in, amen, and fill the gap. We don't want nothing coming between us and the Lord. And we find out that we accomplish that from moving from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Amen. And so now, beloved, we see in that same paragraph that there's still a third segment. And we just want to spend a couple of minutes this morning, amen, with you on that part. He says, amen, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, and knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Father God, we want to say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, amen. We want to come with you for come with the subject this morning, knock a little bit harder. Knock a little bit harder, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. You ever had somebody come? Maybe your doorbell wasn't working. They weren't sure if your doorbell, couldn't find the doorbell. Amen. And so they come and they knock, you know what I mean? But they knock and it was out there for a long time. And sometimes they leave and sometimes they got to call you on the cell phone and ask you where you're at. And, you know, he said, well, I've been out here knocking on your door, but you couldn't hear the knock. Beloved, and you know, maybe it was a little light tap, you know, but beloved, we have to knock a little bit harder, glory, because we find out in the word of God, amen, that doors are open to those who knock. Amen. So yesterday, amen, we asked you, were you a seeker? Amen. Glory be to God. Today we want to ask you, are you a knocker? Beloved, the Bible says knock and the door will be opened unto you. Jesus used this, beloved, as a metaphor for the action of a desire results. Amen. Amen. It is used as a metaphor for the action a desire produces. Beloved, let me tell you something. When your desire is strong enough, you will produce something. Oh, baby, remember, when your desire is strong enough, when you lock into where there's a will, there's a way, when you refuse to take no for an answer, oh, baby, you're going to produce something. You hear what I'm saying? You're going to produce something. Glory be to God. And we hear about the widow woman, glory be to God. And what happened? She kept coming before the judge. She kept coming before the judge. She kept coming before the judge. And what? And the judge, amen, gave her what she wanted because she refused, amen, to say no. She refused to go home. She refused. She was sitting on the doorstep when the judge came in the morning to unlock the door. She just refused. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. And beloved, and this is what knocking, amen, knocking. When we knock, beloved, this means that God has something that he actually wants to give you, something he wants you to find, and somewhere that he wants you to go. Beloved, when the Bible tells us, amen, that when we knock, the door shall be opened unto us, the Bible is talking about shameless persistence. When we are persistent without shame, glory be to God. When we make up our mind that we're going to get what we came to get, glory be to God, that we're not going to take no for an answer, that we're going to persist until we succeed. Remember Jacob, when Jacob was wrestling with the angel, beloved? And what did Jacob tell the angel? He said, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. He said, Lord, limp or no limp, I ain't letting you go till you're blessed. I said, I'm coming to get what I came for. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? One had an issue 13 years. The other one had one 18 years. They said, no, we ain't going nowhere till we get what we came for. Shameless persistence, beloved. Revelation 3:8 says, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. You see, beloved, not only has the Lord given us doors, the door is open. The door is already open. You got to get close enough to even find out that it's open. See? Doors, entryways, portals, beloved, into your destiny, portals, amen, into your healing, portals, into your miracle, portals, beloved, doors. The Lord said, I'm giving you a door, see? But a lot of times, beloved, see, that's what you call going deeper, see? Because, you know, it don't take much to act. You know, you could just be sitting on your couch with your legs crossed, sipping on a little lemonade, you know what I mean, and making your request known, okay? And if that's coming from your heart, God hears you. See? But, beloved, amen, sometimes it takes a little bit more than that. And this is why the Lord said, cause let's go a little bit deeper. Let's go a little bit deeper. So now you move from asking to seeking. See? Glory be to God. Huh? God the Father. He said, when you have sought for me with your whole heart, then you have found me. Because, see, beloved, that's where the faith, that's where the real faith comes in. See, when the Lord is telling you to do this, and faith without works is dead, and telling you to do this and work in your faith, glory, putting in your sweat equity, huh? But, beloved, let me tell you something. Then, amen, you move to the maximum when you move from asking to seeking to knocking. Now, when you come knocking, baby, that's like the law. Because the FBI showed up on your doorstep today, beloved, they're going to get your attention. They don't intend to get back into their cars, amen, without getting your attention. They going to knock. If they got to knock the door down, they going to knock till you wake up. You say you're sleeping, well, get up. You say you was in the bathroom, we going to knock until you dry off. We ain't making no phone calls to FBI. Said we ain't making no phone calls. Now, we've been nice to you. We asked you to come down to the court. You didn't want to go to the court, all right? So if we ain't tired of phone calls, emails, and certified letters. They said, we at your door right now. Baby, when somebody come to your door, you best believe they mean some business. You best believe they mean business. see, glory be to God. And beloved, this is here, amen, what the Lord is telling us to do. Glory be to God. Let's get bold. Glory be to God. Let's get bodacious. Hallelujah. To God be praised, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. To God be praised. Give me 1 second here. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. The devil is a lie, the father of lies. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Make sure we don't have any, hallelujah, interference. Hallelujah. With our broadcast of today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. 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 Bless the Lord and the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. Oh, the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second, saints. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Thank you, Jesus. Give me 1 second. Trying to figure this out. Amen. For hello. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Give me 1 second, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, give me 1 second. I don't know what's going on here. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Trying to work the switchboard. Thank you, God. The devil's a liar and a father of lies. A liar, a liar, pants on fire. Give me 1 second here. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Okay, give me 1 second, saints. I'm going to work it out. Let's see, peace. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. All right, wait a minute. Thank you, God. We're going to work this out today. I refuse to be defeated. I refuse to be defeated. All right, give me 1 second here. Just give me 1 second. Amen. I'm going to see what we can do here. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Give me 1 second, saints. Hold on. Hello? Yes. Hallelujah. Okay, so I got that part together. All right, so give me 1 second now. Let me tie another part. Give me 1 second. Don't go nowhere, saints. All right, it ain't going to be much longer. It ain't going to be much longer. We're going to have some help with our switchboard. Amen. Just give me 1 second, saints. Just give me 1 second. I think I see what I did. I don't think it was the technology today. I think it was me. Amen. I'll tell you right now what I did. Just, let me just make sure that everybody can hear me first. Wait a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Give me 1 second, saint. Thank you, God. Give me 1 second. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I'm in now. Okay. All right. That was my fault. I do apologize, amen, because, beloved, what happens is, amen, I have to sign into Blog Radio, and then when I sign into Blog Radio, I got to go back and sign into the free conference line, and then I got to tie it all together. This morning, I forgot to tie it all together. I forgot the third step. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second. This morning, I forgot one of the steps. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise, all the glory and the honor. But we want to thank God. We want to give God advanced praise. Amen. Moving forward in 2023. Amen. We will have technicians. Amen. That will handle all of this for us. Amen. Glory be to God. What happened is we only had Blog Radio at 6 o'clock in the morning. Amen. We only had Blog Radio. But what was happening when people was being charged to charge it, calling to the conference line, and because, you know, I have a heart of a pastor, always looking out for the sheep. Amen. I didn't want them to have to pay a penny a minute, although no one I know has gotten a bill yet. So what I did is we created the backup line. And then now I have to chime in. So I have a three. That's why I keep a home telephone, because I can chime in the three lines. So we have three lines coming in. We have Blog Talk Radio. I'm talking to you people here all across the globe. And then we have the free conference line number, with that's the people in the ministry. So we are meshing the two of them. And then the morning, so what I do, I call into Blog Radio, set everything up. Then I call into free conference line, set everything up. Then I have the three-way conference. And that's the way everybody can hear. But I forgot the three-way conference this morning. All right. So y'all got it? All right. Thank you. Thank you for praying. But 2023, it ain't going to be that way. All right, so beloved, so where did we leave off? Okay, so the Lord says in Revelations 3 and 8, God, we thank you for bringing that to us. Thank you, Father. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. But beloved, even though the door is open, you still got to knock. See, glory be to God, that's your faith. That's your shameless persistence. Beloved, you notice some things you ask God, he'll answer right away. Sometimes he'll answer even before you get the words out of your mouth. You know, you shouting and praising God because the Lord answered so quick it made your heart spin, your head spin. But then you notice some other things you ask the Lord, beloved, the Lord ain't moving that quick. He ain't moving that quick. Glory be to God. Huh? Why? Because God is calling us to go deeper. He's calling us to go deeper. Now you, and I ask, now seek me. That's closing the gap. Come on, as the deer panteth after the water, see? And then, beloved, the truth of the matter is, glory be to God, after we done ask and seek, there's still some situations in our lives where we got to, like, literally go in and knock the door. We got, I'm going to knock this cotton-picking door down. Let me tell you something. Glory be to God. My niece, when she was out there, in the world and, you know, and doing her little thing and whatever she was doing, ran away from home and, you know, doing a little bit of pot, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Glory be to God. And family still talk about it today. They still talk about it today. Huh? Glory be to God. So we got in the car scouting around. Hey, y'all know why yonder? Y'all know why yonder? You know, words get around pretty quick. We was out there. We didn't give up. Couple hours, we were still out there. Hey, you know this girl, you know. Somebody said, yeah, she over here, over there at that drug house. And they gave us the address. Well, I ain't know no better. I didn't even think about me being shot down in the drug house. I'm going to be right, I still ain't scared. I ain't even know no better. And you know what I mean? That was before I was licensed to carry. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't even know no better. Huh? But let me tell you something. When I got to that house, I knocked that door. I knocked on that door like I was going to knock that cotton picking door down. You hear what I'm saying? That's exactly what I was going to do. And I was by myself because the other two people I was with were still in the car. They were scared to get out because we was in drug territory. I was going to knock that door down. Because I came in there to get my niece. And let me tell you something. And when I got in there, all dark, calling up. Here she is peeping from the top of the steps. Took her by her neck and drew her, dragged her behind out. Huh? Glory be to God. With my daughter Erica, glory be to God, I let her go out with her girlfriend, and I trusted her mother, you know, and the mother, amen, I don't know. That was a bad move. Huh? And didn't hear from the mother no more. Didn't really know the mother. Glory, I think I had an idea where the mother lived. And, you know, I just trusted the mother. She's supposed to have Erica back at 7 o'clock. Here it is 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and ain't nobody even answering their phone. But let me tell you something. I called the Abington police, and we was in the car. We was at that house. You hear what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Wasn't nobody home at the time, but I was knocking on that door because I was going to knock that door down. Why? Because I come to get my daughter. Miss, I don't know what games you playing today, but I come to get my daughter. Huh? And then here it is 2-3 hours later, whatever, she's going to tell me they was at a family member house and they fell asleep and everybody's battery in the cell phone died. Hey, yeah, whatever. Huh? Beloved, let me tell you something. That's how persistent we got to get with the devil. Glory be to God. We said we going to knock. God, I know you heard me, but let me knock a little bit harder. Lord, I'm seeking you. I went a little deep, but let me go a little bit deeper. I'm going not to. I get what I want. Ain't that what the widow woman said? That judge said, look, Suki, give the woman what she wants, please. Please, she on my nerves. Give her what she wants. We not on God's nerve, beloved, but let me tell you something. Faith works. And sometimes we have to get persistent. See? And what is God doing? Number one, he's building up our faith. He's building up our confidence. Glory be to God. God said, I wasn't hiding from you, glory be. I didn't want to see how bad you want it. How bad you believe. Glory. And the Bible didn't say knock and sometimes the door going to be open. Ah, glory be to God. It didn't say sometimes. It didn't say sometimes you're going to hit it and sometimes you're going to miss it. But wait a minute. 1 Corinthians 16:9 says this, for a wide door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Now, we preached a message on this, matter of fact, for New Year's Eve about 2-3 years ago. Now, see, you got some adversaries laying at your door. Sometimes we get all happy, you know, we at the door. Yeah, yeah, this is my breakthrough. This is my blessing. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, this is it, y'all. This is the moment I've been praying for, fasting for. But what you neglecting to see, you got a lot of adversaries just laying there at the door, waiting to trip you up. Ah, my God, you did run well. Who did hinder you? Waiting to trip you up. Now, you know, why didn't y'all harass me back then and there? You going to wait and stake out at the door? my blessing? Yeah, because you know the devil say, well, let's try one last time, boys. Let's just try one last time. If they walk through this door, it's over. If they walk through this door, glory be to God, they in a new season. They in a new day. They done move from faith to faith. They in a new dimension. We got to stop them right here at the door because they cross the threshold, it's too late. So that's why the Bible says you got a lot of adversaries laying at the door, camped out. My God, let me tell you something, baby, but faith refuses to stop. They say, look, let me tell you something. If y'all don't move out my way, somebody going to get stepped on. Oh, yeah, let me tell you something. Jesus wasn't no punk, baby. Glory, meekness is not weakness. If somebody don't move out of my way, somebody going to get stepped on. I'm crossing over. I've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word, he never failed me yet. Oh, I don't come too far, baby. And I ain't turning back. I look, I press toward the mark of the high prize of God in Christ Jesus. No, baby, glory be to God. When the blind man, Bartimaeus, amen, couldn't see, but he heard Jesus was coming by. And they said, all right, hush, boy, hush. You're too loud. You're making too much noise. He said, nah, not today. Jesus! They said, hush, Jesus! And the more they told him to hush, the louder he got. He said, I'm going to knock this door down today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, that is, hallelujah, the tenacity that we need in our walk with God. Because some things don't come easy, baby. We're going to be finding out, as we're going to be talking some more about the power of fasting coming up next month, Lord's willing. But Jesus said, this kind. Jesus said, now this here, you see, you dealing with the baby demons over here. So all you had to do was ask me. We blew them out the way. And then you had the teenager demons over here. So, you know, you sought me, you know, a little bit and, you know, you went a little bit deeper and we handled those teenagers. But, baby, let me tell you something. You got some grandfather demons up in here. The devil got some grandfather demons. They some stubborn boys. You hear what I'm saying? They stubborn. And to the point that now, so Jesus said, now this kind here, you got to put a little bit more in. You got to do a little fasting for this here, yeah. You know, they ain't going to move when you say that Satan the Lord rebuke you. They ain't going nowhere. They going to look at you. You know, bring somebody up here with them. Glory be to God. He said, this kind here of prayer, you got to knock to get this baby. To get this prayer request answered, you got to do a little knocking. You got to be a little persistent. One prayer ain't going to do it. Oh, one prayer meeting ain't going to do it. Oh, it ain't going to do it, baby. You got to go all the way in like you're desperate. Ah, glory be to God. And if any of your enemies at the door, just step on all over them. Glory be to God. Psalms 24:7 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors. Ha, come on, somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost. That the King of glory may come in. Beloved, what are we saying? I'm just about finished right now. Glory be to God. You know what we're saying here? We're saying Jesus is the door. Ah, come on, somebody. Come on. Get your dancing shoes on. We say Jesus is the door. Ah, yeah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus said, I am the door. Ah, hallelujah. Jesus, in John 10:7, he says, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door. Of the sheep. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What does the next verse say? I don't know. Let me go to it. Hey, my God. St. John, chapter number 10. Hallelujah. Jesus said in verse 7, he says, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Then verse number 9 says this. I am the door. I am the door. Knock where? Knock and it shall be given. Amen. Knock on the door, baby. Knock. Glory be to God. Jesus knows your name. Knock. Jesus knows what you needed before you needed it. Knock. Jesus already provided the answer before you was conceived, before the foundation of the world. Jesus knew what you was going to do before you did it. He knew where you was going to go before you went. Glory be to God. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He is the good shepherd. Jesus said, I am the door. Woo! By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out, out and in, and find green pastures. Jesus said, I am the door. Not only did Jesus say, I am the door, he tells us in John 14:6, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man come to the Father but through me. Ephesians 2:18, for through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father, says, I am the door. Beloved, when you found Jesus in your situation, as the wise men did, hallelujah, beloved, all your problems are eradicated. Everything you ever needed is provided. You are not left empty. You are not left void. Glory be to God. Beloved, we have to know that Jesus is the answer. You got to find Jesus in your situation. Beloved, you are in the situation that you're in because God is trying to tell you something. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are the called according to his purposes. God is very, very intentional. Hallelujah. His plan is to bring us, amen, to an expected end. Hallelujah. Beloved, we got to go all the way in. We got to look. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. We got to take this faith all the way home. Do you think Abraham didn't even know where he was going? When he took his wife and his family and his household and wandered to a desert land, didn't even know. Noah didn't even know what he was doing when he was building the ark. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. But they went all the way, beloved. Let me take you to Hebrews. I'm going to close with Hebrews. I want you to go to chapter 11. Amen. In Hebrews, all right? Hallelujah, my God, all right? All right. I'm going to start reading here. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 11. Okay, chapter 11. Now faith is the substance. I'm reading in the NIV to help some of you. I'm reading real quick. Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and an assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, look at verse 2. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was invisible. By faith, Abraham brought God a better offering than, by faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. Verse 5, by faith, Enoch. 7, by faith, Noah. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Woo! Verse 13, all these people were still living by faith when they died. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They were still, they didn't stop at just one knock at the door, and they just didn't stop at one door. By all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months. After he was born. By faith, Moses, when he was grown, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. By faith, through the Red Sea on dry land. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? Verse 32. I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who, through faith, conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quench the fury of the flames, and escape the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women who received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, and some chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskin and goatskin, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be. Now, beloved, that was Hebrews 11. Now, that's what you call going deeper. That's what you call going deeper. From the asking mode to the seeking mode to the knocking mode. In faith that if God don't do it, I know he can. And if he don't do it, if he don't manifest it for me, he's going to manifest it for my children and their generation. That if it don't come during my lifetime, it's going to come after my lifetime, but it's going to come. Glory be to God, because Jesus is the door. And so, beloved, this is why we continue to intercede, amen, as intercessors, amen, for the nation. This is why we continue to intercede as intercessors for this generation. This is why we continue to pray, glory be to God, and believe. Some things we might see, some things we not see, but what we don't see, guess what? Somebody going to see it. Because God will honor, amen, our persistence, amen. God will honor our prayers. God will honor our tears. God will honor our sacrifice because we refuse. We were resilient. We refuse to quit. Beloved, let me encourage you as this year comes to an end and we step into 2023, let the devil hear your knock. Daniel went to the window, lifted up the window, prayed three times a day, didn't care who listened, didn't care who heard, even after the threat was out on his life, even they had already told him what they was going to do, glory be to God, he ain't give a doggone. He kept on praying. Beloved, I come to encourage you today to let the devil hear your knock. When you're knocking, glory be to God, because you are really about to get the Lord attention right now, glory be to God, and the devil want to throw intimidation, glory be to God, trying to plant fear, trying to make you think you're going to die, this going to happen, you're going to go bankrupt, glory be to God, and all these other lies, he can't come with nothing else but a lie because he's a liar. He can't tell the truth. If he tried to tell the truth, it's still going to be a lie because he can't tell the truth because he's a liar. Huh? And every time the devil trying to throw you one, amen, with some type of sickness or want you to believe the doctor's report or through your finances or through your children or you know, anything he try to bring to put fear in your life and discouragement in your life, you know what I want you to do? Let him hear you knock a little bit harder. So, okay, devil, you want to try that? Listen to this. Knock, knock. Knock, 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 knock. Hallelujah. Knocking on the door. And Jesus is the door. And but let me tell you, when Jesus opened that door, can't no man shut it. No man shut it. Beloved, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't look. Sometimes we get a little weak. Sometimes we get a little tired. Go on, take a nap. Go on, take a nap. Glory be to God. Take a Sabbath. Do what you need to do, but don't give up. Don't give up. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Why did the Holy Spirit put that in the Bible, if you faint not? Because the Holy Spirit knows that you're going to feel like fainting. The Holy Spirit already know a lot of people have already fainted. Beloved, winners never quit, and quitters never win. Don't give up. My grandmother used to sing this song. Don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. Gotta hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying, saints, till God answers you. Praying, the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, saints, he's gonna hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying, saints, till God answers you. Keep on asking, keep on speaking, and keep on knocking. Hallelujah, beloved. If that don't work, I want to encourage you to knock a little bit harder. Because Jesus is the door. Hallelujah. And he said, when you have sought me with your whole heart, there it is. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, I apologize to your people and to you for the interference. This morning, where I forgot to connect the two lines, God, you know, it was an error of the head and not of the heart, Father God. But we want to say thank you that the word went forth. We want to say thank you that the word went forth. Father God, forgive us for being lightweight knockers. God, we know in the boxing ring, ain't nobody going down if you ain't swinging. Ain't nobody going down if we knocking light, Father God. Forgive us, Father God, for being lightweight knockers. Like we scared of something. Forgive us, Father God. You said the violent take it by force. It's time to get loud. It's time to get loud with the knocking. That not only do you hear us, Father God, and we know you're not deaf, but we want the devil to hear us. We want the devil to hear us knocking so we can testify. We overcome by the words of our testimony. And we know our living is not in vain. Our praying is not in vain. Our serving is not in vain. And definitely our knocking is not in vain. If we got to use both hands, sometimes we just knock with the one hand. God, sometimes we got to knock with both hands. Put the baggage down. Put the bag on the step and knock with both your hands. Hallelujah. And we say thank you for opening the door. And God, if our enemies don't move, we're going to step right over them. We're going to step right over them as we step in. And we say thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, there it is, there it is, there it is. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen, hallelujah. Tomorrow, amen, which is the last service for this year. Woo, saints. We've been meeting here for 365 days. Do you believe it? Oh, my God. And as we celebrate, amen, our 12th anniversary, amen, on Sunday. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm just doing the math here. Oh, we have something to celebrate here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. We've met here every day this year times 12 years. 4,380 days. I didn't have a clue when I was homeless living in that motel that 4,380 days later, I would still be on fire for the Lord. I had no idea where God was taking us. Had no idea. I had no idea we was going to be a worldwide ministry. Had no idea. Amen. So we bless the Lord. So we might do something different tomorrow. Amen. On New Year's Eve. Amen. We may open up the lines and just to see what the how the Holy Spirit want us to share with one another. Amen. As we celebrate. Amen. During this holiday season. Amen. 12 years for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. All right. So we'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock, same time, same place, same station. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. If this blessing has been, if this ministry has been a blessing to you this year, even if you gave, look, if we was in a building and every time we had a service, you was there. If you didn't put but a dollar in the offering plan, you would have given $365 for that year. Some of you haven't even come close to sowing into this ministry, but you say this ministry has been a blessing to you. If you had put $1 in the offering plan for the whole 12 years that we've been here, that would have been $4,380, and that's just $1. And we know when the offering plan go around, most of us give more than $1. We're asking if this ministry has been a blessing to you in any way, shape, or form, amen, that you would consider, amen, sowing the end of the year offering, amen, into the soil of this rich world, of which word. And we know we're talking to some of you around the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. China and all the other places in our back office. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. PayPal is universal. We're not making no excuses. We're not going to say because you're in China. Let me tell you something, because if you want to get something from God, you got to give something to God. Amen. So you can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org, and you can donate through PayPal right there. Amen. Life, L-I-F-E, wordjesus.org. Amen. And some of you just like old-fashioned mail. I like old-fashioned mail, too. I like to put the stamp on and close the envelope. It's something about that, isn't it? If you want to do old-fashioned mail, our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And for a lot of you techies, amen, younger generation, Cash App, $LifeWordJesus. Thank you so much. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. We're going to be making some announcements. Amen. Glory be to God. Maybe on Monday or Tuesday. Amen. We're going to get through this year here. And then we got some announcements to make. Amen. So I just want to, amen, wish all of you a good day. No altar prayer today, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll be back at the altar prayer on Monday or Tuesday, whatever. I'll let you know tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. If you're not here tomorrow, and if you're not going to be at our celebration tomorrow, want to say happy New Year. Happy New Year. Let us go out knocking and let us step in knocking. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities, even mechanical malfunctions. And Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God. We're not at the end of the year. We still got another day. But we want to say thank you for bringing us this far. Nobody but you. Nobody but you, Father. Help this day, Father God, to be a blessing to you as we dedicate the day back to you in Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Father God, hallelujah. Father God, remember our sister Kathy. I got a message, Father God, that she was not feeling well. We rebuke the devil. We rebuke sickness. We rebuke premature death. We rebuke, Father God, everything that's rebukable. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Father. In Jesus' name, Kathy is healed by the stripes of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, she is healed. And anybody and everybody else under the sound of my voice that's not feeling well in their bodies, in their minds, Father God, any situation that's out of order, we ask that you will bring it in order, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we knock. This is our knocking petition today, Father, that you would move, Father God, by your power, and we say thank you for the grace of God, the favor of God, the mercies of God, and the love of God, and the blessings of God, for the blessings of the Lord make it rich, and you add no sorrow to it. Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. I love you, saints. I love you. Knock a little harder. Let me hear you knocking. Let the devil hear you knocking. Hallelujah. And let God hear you knocking. God bless you.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have more than need.